As we mentioned, votes are still being counted in Arizona as well as other states. But one takeaway from this year's midterm elections so far is the number of younger voters who cast ballots. According to the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University in Boston, about 31% of eligible 18 to 29-year-olds voted, which, as far as my next guest can tell, is pretty much a record. Kay Kawashima Ginsburg directs the center, and she joins me. And Kay, why do you think this happened? Like, why did young Americans actually vote this year in higher numbers than elections past?
There were many signals and signs that we were seeing before the election, starting really with a large number of young people who were being registered to vote. After the Parkland tragedy happened and young people led the movement toward gun safety and prevention of gun violence, that triggered us to look at how many people were already registered by summer of 2018. And in several of the states we looked, the number of young people who had been registered by then had exceeded the number of youth who were registered in 2016, right around the election. And that was early. And then right before the election, we also surveyed over 2,000 18 to 24-year-old and found that they were highly enthusiastic about voting, but also they were saying things like, this election really matters. This election will have a direct impact on our lives, and at the level that we would expect at the presidential race.
Well, so how did activists and advocates do it? Because, I mean, it seems like there's always an effort every couple of years before any kind of election to get younger people registered and then to actually get them to vote. So what worked this time that maybe hasn't worked or hadn't been tried in the past?
So true. You know, there's been a lot of investment in young people, but I would tell you that usually there's not that much investment in youth in midterms. There's a lot more resources going into sort of foreshore voters who have been voting for many years. Now, this year, though, I think young people really were the secret sauce in so many ways. We were hearing that young people themselves were noticing that their friends were talking about politics to them, and they're encouraging them to participate more politically. So, of course, the other organizations and people that were on the ground working with young people to register to vote and talking to them about voting helped enormously, and they went in earlier this year too. But at the end of the day, I think young people had to want to vote, and we were hearing that so much this year.
You mentioned the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and of course students were very active on the issue of gun rights and gun control after that. Were there other issues that seemed to really get young voters animated and get them interested and engaged with this election?
Most definitely. Some of the chief ones were Me Too movement, this reproductive rights. Climate change is a huge issue for young people. And then Black Lives Matter. So those are some of the big issues that young people really care about. They're actively participating in movement. When we ask them, you know, what would actually influence your vote when you think about issues, it was actually affordable health care, believe it or not, just like older adults.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up, because among the other issues that you had mentioned, things like the Me Too movement and Black Lives Matter, things like that, climate change, those really didn't seem to be, at least in large part, big national issues. Other than healthcare, it doesn't seem like the issues that younger voters really cared about are the ones that candidates in large number were talking about.
Right. And I think that's an interesting point, and also true about young people and their issue, too. When we survey them, and this isn't just our survey, there isn't one issue that young people are all saying this is really important to us. So it's almost impossible for any candidate or campaign to say, I care about the climate change, so you should vote for me. And if you do that, I think relatively few young people would come to that candidate and say, this is my candidate. It's much more than that. I think young people and any other movement, if it's doing anything, it's really about how young people can now really believe that they can lead a movement and they can make politicians listen to them.
So I guess the question going forward then is, for people who care about younger voters showing up, how do you try to keep this going? Because as we talked about, younger voters are sort of the elusive voters. Like, they maybe register, they maybe talk about voting, but when push comes to shove, they don't always traditionally show up. So given what you found in this election, how do you try to make sure that in 2020, at least this number of younger voters, if not more, show up in 2022 and going forward from there?
Several things, I think. So one is, of course, the continued level of outreach that happened this election cycle. It was unprecedented, especially for midterms. But really, the key to success, I think, was coming into communities earlier and getting to know young people earlier. The second thing that really made a difference this year, I think, were the fact that so many organizations and even private sector players came in to promote nonpartisan voting. You know, brands are doing it, social media is doing it, and you can see the transportation sector actually moved together to provide support for voters who wanted to get to the polling place. So those things are huge. And third thing is, of course, how young people culturally see themselves as political generation. I think that's potentially starting to happen, where Gen Zs are very different in the way they are looking at politics. It's actually cool to be political now.
All right. Kay Kawashima-Ginsburg is director of the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University in Boston. Kay, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.